on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings will all come down. All the blessings come down as the prayers go up. The blessings come down as the prayers go up. The blessings come down as the prayers go up. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who do you suppose was the happiest, the wise man or the foolish?
And you know, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm singing today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm singing today. I'm praying. Oh yes, I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm praying today. I'm living today. Oh yes, I'm living today. In Jesus Christ, I'm living today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today.
That's right. Humble yourselves.
Ourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Right out,
since Jesus Christ came in and saved the world from sin. sin, I am right now, right at the hour of my death.
Thank you.
Most all of us here enjoy singing. And it talks about in your handout here, it's titled, Go into All the World and Preach the Gospel to Every Creature. Matthew 16:15. It says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Soul winning for Jesus. I've got a couple of letters that were written by W.R. Jones. I'm going to read the two of them. One of them was written back in July of 1997. And I'm going to read not all of it, and then I'll read you the one that's most current. But he says, I thank you for your continued support. I become more convinced all the time that you're backing me in preaching the gospel at Decker Prairie is a very profitable effort. The church continues to grow spiritually, and our young people are very promising. We have recently baptized one. We have had two to be identified with us. In addition, we are beginning to have more visitors from the general area. On the downside, we are losing Buzzy and Belinda Turk, who are moving to Tulsa, and their daughters are leaving for college. The church, however, refuses to be discouraged, and we press on. We have good visitation, and there is good cooperation. We continue to put money back toward buying a good piece of property in which we will build on in time to come. The church has developed a stability which is greater than it has ever known before, in my view. All I know to do is keep on keeping on. Thank you for your support, and thank you for your prayers while Gene was so ill. God has blessed us and given us some extended time to serve. If you should have a question at any time, please feel free to contact me, and it is signed Brotherly W.R. Jones. And then his latest letter, but I do not know what the date is because it was not dated. But it says, Dear brethren, thank you for your continued support in my work with the Decker Prairie Church. The work continues to increase spiritually and in numbers. The increase in numbers is slow, but it is taking place. We are searching for an affordable land as near the freeway as possible. We now have a couple of leads that are somewhat promising. Thanks to you and others who are helping support me, we have been able to save a little over $30,000, which will be used to purchase a building site. When the people who bought the old building pay off the balloon note, it should bring us around $40,000 or maybe a little more. This is in a little over 2 years. In the meantime, I am urging that we move forward toward a new building. If my good health continues, it is my desire, 1, to further strengthen the church spiritually, 2, win additional souls to Christ, and 3, build a church building and see the brethren in it and make good use of it. I will be working to accomplish these goals. The support I receive is as follows. Decker Prairie provides $200, Kleinwood $210, Bel Air $275, Cyfair $200, and Woodland Hills $200 per month. It may look like I am not accomplishing much, but I am. Little by little, it is taking place. I caution the brethren that they must not become dependent on this outside support, but for the present, it is a big help. Pray for us, and if you know of Christians in our immediate area, please urge them to help us with our work. In brotherly love, W.R. Jones. Let us enter into our worship service with singing.
The world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, the faint and overborn, sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. Christ for the world we passion tossed, redeemed at countless cost from dark despair. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with one accord with us the work to share, with us reproach to dare, with us the cross to bear for Christ our Lord. To be a soul winner for Jesus every day, he does so much for me. I want to aid the lost sinner to leave his erring way and be from bondage free. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. Oh, let me be each day a soul winner for Jesus. A soul winner for Jesus. He's done so much for me. I want to be a soul winner till Jesus calls for me to lay my burdens down. I want to hear him say, servant, you gather many sheaves, receive a shining crown. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. Oh, let me be each day a soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. He's done so much for me. Jesus will receive, sound this word of grace to all who the heavenly pathway leave. All who linger, all who fall, sing it all and o'er again. Christ receive the sinful man, make the message clear and plain. Christ receive the sinful man, come and he will give you rest. Trust him, for his word is plain. He will take the simplest. Christ receive a sinful man. Sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receive a sinful man. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receive sinful man. Christ receive a sinful man, even me with all my sin. Purge from every spot and stain, and with him I enter in. Sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receive a sinful man, make the message clear and plain. Christ receive a sinful man.
Father in heaven, we thank you for another day and another time to worship you in song. We'd ask that you be with each of us this evening. Help us to sing from our hearts. We'd ask that you be with Sister McQuiston this evening. Help her to have a speedy recovery so she can be back with us as soon as possible. We'd also ask that you be with the Mitchell family in their time of sorrow. We'd ask that you would comfort them, give them strength to make it through this time. We'd ask that you be with each of the preachers that are being focused upon this evening. Help them in their circumstances to win souls to you. Father, we'd ask that you go with us throughout the rest of this hour. Forgive us of our sins and help us to always put you first in our lives. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, as you can see from your handout, ring out the message. And we want to begin by reading an update from Brother Gene Mabry. We've been supporting Brother Mabry for several years down in the Missouri City, Sugar Land area. And I want to read a report here dated December the 15th, 1997. And then we'll have a couple of songs and then we'll have another prayer. And again, on behalf of this time, Brother Mabry and his work. He says, "Dear brethren, in my last report, I indicated that things were finally beginning to move in terms of physical work actually being done on our building and property. We had had some work days at the building anticipating it being moved onto the church property, and we fully expected to be moved sometime during November. Unfortunately, because of the various delays we have experienced in the course of the project, the rainy season began before the building could be moved and before the access road could be built. As I write this report, it is a beautifully gorgeous day with bright sunshine and a clear blue sky, and we haven't had a rain in over a week. But as you know, we had several significant rainfalls earlier in the month. Our property is low and flat, and so has been very muddy ever since the first part of November. I believe that is one reason that no work has been done there this past month, and the building hasn't been moved onto the property. The situation has been a test of our patience. I know there is some discouragement on the part of the brethren here, but we confidently believe the job will be done sooner or later. Another reason for delay has been that some of the construction costs on items such as the access and storm drainage system are going to be shared by a company which is building a care center for Alzheimer's disease patients immediately behind our property. Although we are in agreement in principle, we have been in negotiations with that company on the fine details. And of course, every detail has to meet Missouri City approval. The exact cost had to be worked out before a construction contract could be signed, and I believe that work is basically done now. All the complexities of this project have contributed to these delays, but I believe that the work will proceed now if the rain will just hold off a little while longer. That's what I'm praying for. Meanwhile, our building has been divided into three sections, and two of the sections have been moved to the right onto the parking lot at its present location. The original deadline given to us by Sugarland Properties for moving the building was October 31st. I don't know how long they will allow the building to sit there on the parking lot. I suppose it depends on the construction schedule of the company that plans to build an office building on that site. But for now, that's where the situation stands. Work continues to move forward for our second bond issue required by the cost overruns. Of course, we had to get exact estimates of final construction costs before that could proceed. The latest report is that we might be able to issue these bonds in January, but the amount of bonds we qualify for will still leave us about $30,000 short. The brethren feel that we can make up that difference in the materials we will be purchasing ourselves over the course of the next year. These will be materials for that portion of the work that we will do ourselves. Many brethren at Bel Air and probably some at Cy Fair know Brother Gene Slough. If you know Gene, you would have been as surprised as I was when he called me recently saying that he had been thinking about whether or not he had really been baptized for the right reason when he obeyed the gospel as a teenager. Gene is past retirement age now, although he still works, and has been a well-respected Christian in this area for the past 50 years. He is our treasurer and a song leader. But I had a Bible study with Gene's wife, Virgie, a couple of weeks ago, and during that study we had discussed the significance of baptism in contrast to denominational baptism. The class was for the purpose of confirming Virgie in the truth. She had been a Baptist before obeying the gospel last year. I suppose it was that study that got Gene to thinking. Anyway, he wasn't sure about his baptism and wanted to be baptized again with a full understanding, so I accommodated his wishes last Sunday evening. Now he can rest assured that he has done the Lord's will. Thank you, brethren, for your support in the preaching of God's word. May the coming year be a fruitful one for all of us in the Lord's work. Our next song will be number 366, Rescue the Perishing, 366.
Perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. There's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out. It will give them courage new, it will help them to be true. Ring it out, ring it out,
ring out the word o'er land and sea. Still far from Jesus, many live in sin and doubt. Ring out
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us, and we especially thank you for your word that touches our hearts and others also. And we ask that you'll be with us as we take the word to others, just as in the New Testament where Philip and Peter and the other apostles took the word to others. Help us that we can teach it to others so that they can also teach it to others. We ask that you'll be with our brother Gene Mabry and the brethren in Sugarland, that the work there will go well and that they'll be able to find people who are looking for your word. And we ask that you'll help them and us, that those who are really seeking you will be able to find us, and we'll be able to find them, and that we'll have our eyes open for the opportunities that you provide. We thank you for all the blessings that we have, that we can be together as brethren to encourage one another, and help us to keep each other in fellowship with you and to repent when we sin. We thank you for all the blessings you give. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lengthy, very interesting letter from Brother Abel, as we called him here, Montañez. For those of you who are newer with us and do not have the privilege of knowing Abel, he is Hispanic, as you can tell by the Montañez. His father was a longtime preacher and passed away a few years ago, and Abel was a very competent, talented person in computer industry here and worshiped with us for some time and was just not willing to utilize his talents and the background he had in commercial work when he could be preaching. The elders here encouraged him by permitting them to speak pretty often, and he brought a lot of knowledge and ability to these lessons and decided to give his full-time work, as two other young men have recently in this congregation. And I think the elders here and the congregation in general is to be highly commended for encouraging wonderful people to leave us and to work in the kingdom. This is a November letter. Probably have not had time to get the one for December, which we will receive sometime this month. These letters are always posted on the bulletin board in the anteroom of the office, and be well if we will read those often and keep up with these wonderful men. Abel is pretty young, and I guess middle age would be Jean Mabry, and W.R. Jones is probably about my age, which is getting pretty old. So we're supporting men at all the age levels, and so thankful that we're able to do so. Two preachers here, of course, as well. Brethren, I pray that when this is received, that all things are well with you. We have been fighting the flu, or something akin to it, most of this month. It had been going around, term we use, quotation marks, and around, he says. Other than that, we have nothing at all to complain about. God has been good to us and has blessed us immensely. We pray the same for all of God's people. We've been quite busy. We're becoming acquainted with our brethren here. He just recently moved to San Antonio. He's with the West Road congregation there. I believe that's right, isn't it? I'm sorry?
West Avenue.
West Avenue in San Antonio. And so we are becoming acquainted with our brethren here and have become a close family that seems, and we have become close to a family that seems to know everyone and have a great zeal for God's work. The members here have met socially several times, and I'm sure he's referring to home gatherings. Some of those times were for birthday parties, and others were simply to eat and have fun. It's wonderful to see this kind of companionship among God's people. I pray that this will continue. I had a conversation with one of the couples that is visiting, and it seemed fruitful. He seeks a right relationship with God, and I pray that he does so before he runs out of opportunities. We're having singing classes every Sunday evening. We meet at 5 p.m. for worship services and then at 6 p.m. for singing, and they seem to be going well. I have also been working on some tracts and pamphlets, and Abel is very fluent in both Spanish and English. Some tracts and pamphlets to distribute around the community and the city. I have been preaching some lessons from the book of Obadiah regarding Edom on Sunday evening. They are lessons that teach us how to behave toward one another as brothers and sisters that we are in Christ. Since this congregation recently experienced an ugly division, and all divisions are ugly, he has in parentheses, it seemed good to talk about attitudes and our behavior toward each other and toward those who caused or participated in the breakup of this church's harmony and peace. I will begin a series of studies on the minor prophets, Lord willing, on Wednesdays after I conclude the lessons about teaching and instructing ourselves and our children on believing and fearing God. I preached a gospel meeting in Harlingen the 9th through the 14th of this month. I enjoyed the meeting tremendously. There were many visitors every night except one, and it wasn't on Wednesday. I don't remember what day it was, but that night we had visitors only from the community. As it happened, when I went to Brownsville in October, it rained a bit and they had a cool spell. No one made any public confessions or asked to be immersed, but I believe we were all encouraged and edified that week. I pray that in God's time, his word will prick the many people that were there each night to hear, and that they will obey without haste. We had many discussions that week with different brethren regarding doctrine and regarding personal problems. We had discussions on fellowship and the so many errors that are being taught by men and congregations that are making fellowship impossible. All in all, it was very fruitful for me, and I hope it was for them. We had a young lady repent here at home this past Sunday. Young people have so many things that assault them daily. We must never forget what it was to be young, and we must remember the pressure that young people are always under. God help us to help those little ones that come to him hungry for direction and purpose and starving for love and attention. The church cannot ever substitute what the family is supposed to do, but as a spiritual family, we can surely give our time and effort to assist the family with instruction, example, and love. We thank you for your financial support and for all the prayers and all the words of encouragement. We're still trying to adjust to the city again. When he left here, he went to work in a small town, and so that's the reason for the need to adjust to the big city. And he clarifies that to the traffic and noise. Our brethren have been wonderful, and the work seems to increase daily. I pray that we can continue to fellowship as we have, and if not, I pray that we can continue to fellowship anyway. Please continue to pray for us and for the work here. If there are any questions or additional information that you need, please feel free to let me know by phone, email, or postal mail. May God continue to bless and prosper you spiritually and materially, and especially spiritually, your brother and co-laborer in Christ and because of him, Abelardo Montañez Jr. And he gives his email address and phone number and everything, so if you
Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
My evening sun
is sinking low. To meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Sitting down life's weary road, I'll try to live some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day. Flowers bloom along the way.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
Sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the morning bright and fair. Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the heat of the noonday's glare? For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper's work will soon be done. Sheaves be many, will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest home? Sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, all along the fertile way. Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother? You must reap at the last great day. For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper's work will soon be done. Will your sheaves be many? Will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest?
Our most glorious and wonderful Heavenly Father, Creator and Ruler of all, we come to you in prayer at this time on behalf of this, our brother Abel Montañez, and on his work and on his belief. May you continue to teach those the word and spread the gospel throughout this land of ours. We also pray, dear Heavenly Father, for the other two men mentioned, Brother Avery and Brother W.R. Jones. May their work continue to flourish in thy word. We're also thankful, dearly Father, for having a group such as this here who is able to financially support men such as these throughout this land and others. May we be able to continue to do this without fear or harm from any persecution of anyone or any sort. Be with us on throughout this evening, on throughout this life. If we lived our life faithfully, may we have a home with thee in heaven. All these things we pray in Christ's name, amen.
Cause of being larger in number than a lot of congregations scattered throughout this land is that we do have the opportunity to monetarily send money to them that they might accomplish the work that you've been hearing about. As you can tell from listening to these letters, and there's others that are on the bulletin board, and there are yet other men that we support that you haven't heard of yet, these men are very thankful, and the congregations that they work with are very thankful. Not only have we had an opportunity to work with these three men, but Robert Rafe, who was here last Sunday night, we also have fellowship with him in the gospel of Christ, in the spreading of the word in San Angelo. Also, there are three others that we're going to assist our brother Santiago Soto down in Costa Rica, a brother by the name of, well, his name left me, it went out of my head then, so, but he's in Canada. It's, his report is on the bulletin board, and also Ellie Sloan, who is in Tennessee. So all of these men are men who are faithful to the cause, and men who are able to do what they're doing because of the hard work that you do physically. Did you hear me? The hard work that you do physically. You go to work Monday through Friday and you make money. And you share part of that with these brethren. You give it to the Lord, and in turn we're able to take that and to give to these men so that the cause of Christ is being helped in all these different areas. We commend you in that as the elders of the Lord's church here, and we hope that you will continue to freely give in order that the gospel of Christ might be preached. And every time that you hear these men and the work that they're doing, you can sort of say, we help with that. We're a part of that. And we're thankful to God for the good that is being accomplished. Paul told Timothy over in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and there verse 2. He said, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And that's what you're doing by your free will offering on the Lord's day. We're able to send these men out that they might teach other men in order that they might teach others as well. And as several have made mention of, the young men who have left us in recent months, John and Stacy in particular, but others as well, young men who in many ways grew a great deal while they were here, but by your, not in some cases not monetarily, especially in reference to these two young men, but by your willingness to stand behind them and to say thank you and to say keep going, keep up the good work, the cause of Christ is going on in so many different ways. So don't forget what's being accomplished with the Lord's money here at Bel Air. There's another passage of Scripture that I want to note, and that's in Acts chapter 8, and there verse 4, where it talks about the church that was dispersed because of persecution. It said in verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. And that's what we're after, helping as many as we can to get the word out so that more souls might be saved. But right now we're interested in the soul of someone who is in this assembly that is not a child of God. And we want to give you this opportunity tonight that you will repent of your sins, that you will confess your faith in Christ, that you'll be buried with him and have your sins washed away so that you too might be a part of that glorious kingdom, that kingdom that will never fail, that kingdom that will be forever. If there's someone in this assembly tonight that is a child of God, and you have not done as you should, you have sin in your life, and you need to ask God's forgiveness of it, and you need the prayers of the saints, we want to give you this opportunity as well to make that right. How do we stand? Are we right with God? Think of that as we stand and as we sing.
When Jesus comes to reward him,